haven't been here in many, many years. Changed. But, oh Hashem, we're all looking for the same thing after all these years, and I feel such a tremendous schus for me to be back here. I have unbelievable strong memories of the years that I spent here, and walking across this street, Mayri Rabbi Harav, a delicious episode of the Kodesh Lebrok. Being able to be by the Shiurim, Mayri Rabbi, Harav of Yashabez, episode of the And to know many of the Chavayim over the years, there's a tremendous Bakasha. Tremendous bakosh in the yeshiva. Whenever I talk to the guys, I have tremendous chaskas we have in our neighborhood. So I'm excited to be here. I would like to talk to you about a couple of thousand things. I have to give a shiur in a few hours back home. I want to begin by telling you a ma'aseh that I like to start with many times. The Rebbe Rashab from Lubavitch, exclusively again in length. But the Rashab is an unbelievably deep thinker. He's a mamik she'en kamayim. He used to say mamar mechassidus for 7-8 hours. So one time the Rebbe Rashab was sitting kedarkai and was thinking about the higher elements. Now his wife, the Rebbetzin, had instructed the shamans to bring the Rebbe a hot bowl of soup. You know, the shamans has one job in the world, to take care of the Rebbe. And the Rebbetzin warned him that the Rebbe must have the soup while it's hot. There'll be no excuses at all. So sure enough, the shamans brought out the soup to the Rebbe. Nice and hot. And the Rebbe Yashab was sitting there with a spoon, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, he's moving the spoon around. And every time he's moving the spoon around, he's making a different hot coffee, you know, a different elements. And he's making a few minutes, 10 minutes, the shamus is getting crazy, the Rebbe is going to kill him. So finally, he can't take it anymore. The shamus screams out, Rebbe, if you're looking for the lotions at the bottom, you have to dig it. So the Rebbe looked up and he said, "Ah, Yankel and Yechantoni, you should know you were not." He gave me tremendous chizuk. Because the truth is that in order to be able to get to the good stuff, you have to dig down. The lokshin's at the bottom. The lokshin's in the tnimius, the tnimius. And I want to share with you tonight a little bit of lokshin. Something that I was thinking about today. We're in such an amazing time, b'chlal u'b'frat. From geula l'geula, we're leaving the geula of Shushan Habira, the geula of Purim, and we're entering the Tushan Esman of the Tahara, of Parashas Purim, and Nischachos, and Pesach, and Nischachos. Zoyes hukas ha'tayra she'tziva Hashem leim. The Torah says regarding Paradum, this is Chukas HaTorah. This is the Chukas HaTorah. So the first we're all asking, it's a Pella. There are many Chukim in Torah. There are many mitzvahs that we don't understand. There are many Chukim. But that, when the Torah is Megala, the Ratzon Hashem, that we should bring a Paradum. So that, here the Torah uses such a Lashon, this is Chukas HaTorah, ki ilu. This is the only chay. Zoyis chukas atayra. Rashi, of course, everybody knows. Rashi says, the fisha asatun hu misa'ilam, meinin yisrael leimur, ma'a mitzvah zoyis ma'atam yeshba. That the satan and the misa'ilam And the Goyim, Davka over here, with this mitzvah of Paraduma, with this chayt of Paraduma, they don't understand. And in that difficulty to understand, we feel, we hear the leitzonis, the mockery, we hear the pacha, the fear of this mitzvah of Paraduma. Ma mitzvah zois matam yeshva. That this bothered them. What's the inyan of Paraduma? What's the reason for Paraduma? Therefore, the Torah says it's a chayt. Zayri himel fanayit zayra, ein lucha reshus lahaher acharev. And you have no reshus to try to figure out, to try to understand. So this is what Rashi says. And this itself is hard to understand. Why is it davke by this chayt, since we have many chukim in Torah? Why is it davke by this chayt of Paraduma, that it's such a burning issue by the Satan, by the Umas Ha'olam, to know Davke? What's the reason? Why is there a Paraduma, more so than when it comes to any of the other Chukim of Torah? From where does the Leitzonis, and from where does the Pachad come? Davke by Paraduma. So the Medrash says, "Kisheshoma Moshe parashas Tumas Meis." When Moshe Rabbeinu heard the parasha of Tumas Meis, this karak mupanav, we would say, he turned completely pale. He was filled with a pacha. V'mei yetahara l'tumazu. How could there be any tahara for this tumum, for this tumah? How could it be a tahara for this tumah? Kisheshoma zaisluk is a tarnis kara redaita. And only when he heard, only when the Baruch Hashem told him that there's such a thing as a paradum, as a tahara for this tumah, so this kara redaita, then he was able to be calmed down, to have yishuvah das. Which means that Moshe Rabbeinu was nisfal. Even when it comes to Tumas Meis. Tumas Meis is the obvious atuma. Tumas Meis is such a thing that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave the Sitra Achra such a koyach, that the Sitra Achra had the ability to be able to come into this world and to take away a Yiddish and neshama, to take away the neshama from a guf, to destroy, to eliminate. And since we know from the Svarim that a Yid, that a Jew is Lailam Cotton, is himself a small world, it means that when a Yid La'aleinu, when a Jew dies, when the Sitra Achra, the Malacham Avos, and the Satan is able to extract the Neshama from the Guf, when Misa takes place, Be'emes is a Churban to the entire world. It brings Churban, it brings devastation to the entire Bria. And Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand. How is it possible to achieve Tahara? How is it possible to find Tahara, to be purified of this Tumah, of this darkness, of this Chur that the Malachim Avos brings to the world? And then the Baruch Shalom is Magala a Chayk. And the Chayk is the Chayk of Paradum, which is the Avi Avos of all the Chukim of the Torah, which is the Shirish of all the Chukim of the Torah. And the Baruch Shalom said that even this Tumah, even this Klala, even this Churb that the Malacham Avos leaves in his way, even for this there's a Tahar. So we need to understand on our level what this means. And this kara daibel shemayisha, and everybody knows that anything that's found in the Torah is l'neitzach nitzachim, it's part of our avodah right now. People think that they have to check the newspapers or the internet every few years to find out about the latest paraduma, that there's some paraduma that's growing in some kibbutz someplace in the Galil. na voida the tahara paraduma pnimius, which you and I have to work on, and we have access to every single moment of our lives, because we're all overwhelmed by the presence of death and the tumas misa and all madrigas that that means, what that causes us. In the Sefer HaKadoshim, Ubefrat, Lukutei Torah of Balatayim, and it's really the beginning of Eitz Chai, of the Kisvei Ari. There's the yesod in all of creation of how the Baruch Shem made the world. Which, of course, we can only talk about according to how we understand and was taught to us by the tzaddikim throughout the Doros, the Ramchal, and the Goyim, and the Balatayim, and the other tzaddikim. We should understand in Amadrega what it means that Hashem is Baruch Ein Sof Baruch Hu. The Baruch Shalom is infinite. It's Memalei Kol Alam, and He fills all the worlds. It's Sofer Kol Alam, and it surrounds all the worlds. And the Ari HaKadosh says at the beginning of Eitz Chaim, it's Kisha Oliver, it's Sofer Kol Alam, that when the Baruch Shalom, for whatever reason, decided that He wanted to create the Olam as the world, and He wanted to create a human being who would be a Baal Bechir, who would be able to choose between right and wrong, between the Eitz Hadaas, Tov HaRa, Eitz Chaim. So the Baruch Shem Kivyochol, as everybody knows, that the Baruch Shem Kivyochol had to withdraw to withdraw His presence to make room for the Bria. This withdrawal, of course, is in the Svarim called the Tzimtzum, that Hashem Yisbarach removed His observable presence and created an empty space, Chalal Aponui, an empty space, a vacuum. And in this vacuum, in this empty space, which seems to be empty of Elokus, there would be a Bria, and there would be Nivroim who would feel, who would sense that Ke'ilu, Ke'ilu, Chas V'Sholom, there is no God. That people until this day could ask questions, where is God? Where is God in Auschwitz? Where is God in Yerushalayim, when we hear terrible news, Hashem Yirakeh? And each individual person, he goes through his or her nisyonos and difficulties to be lost in that cholal apodui, that empty space, which of course, as Tanya explains, by Riches and Reb Tzadik and Svazemes and all the tzaddikim, and here's the nekuda of machlokes here between the Balatanya and the Goyim, which we're not going to go into right now. But of course, Ani Hashem Lo Shinisi, Hashem Yisbarach has never changed. And Bevada, Bevada, as far as Atzmus Yisbarach, His divine essence, His unknowable essence, Ani Hu Ad Shiloi Nivra Lo Ha'olam, Va'ani Hu Mishin Nivra Ha'olam, I'm the same everything, everywhere. Just as before I created the world, so it is after the world has been created. But as far as what you and I feel, how the world appears to us, Hashem Yisbarach became Kivyochol, He made Himself into a Kel Mistater, into a hidden God, in this empty space that He carved out in creation to make room for a Baal Bechira who could wonder, is there a God, and how did I get here, and what's the tachlis of my life, and why am I here? But it only seems that way. And there's a klal gadol in all hilchos kedusha. This is in halacha as well. We just don't have time to go into the halachas of this. That wherever there was once kedusha, if once there was kedusha, and that kedusha was mistalakis from that place, that kedusha retreated from that place. there's still that, what remains is a reshimu, there's something that remains. That's the Bechina, Vayesi Yaakov, Veshav, Vayelach Arana. The Tzias Tzadik, when a Tzadik leaves, he doesn't leave the place empty of his presence. Even though the Tzadik, when the Tzadik leaves our midst, we feel as a Mordi Kol Ponui, an empty vacuum, and we don't know what to do, and we feel terribly lost. That cloud, wherever there was once Kedusha, Kedusha always leaves a Rishim. Therefore, we understand by the Harabayis, without going to the Machlokes, Rabbam and Ravid, Vashimoisis Mikdashaychem, even in the state of Churban. Even though right now the Yishmaelim Yimach Shemam are sitting on the Harabayis, the Rishima, the Kedusha of the Beit HaMikdash is still there. And of course, how that affects the halacha is not for now. But the reshima of the kedusha, like Ibn Yisosia says, the Gabbai Dinei Chanukah, the inyan of the shemen, turak shemecha, that when you try to pour oil out of a container, there always remains the reshima. It leaves its impression. It leaves a rosh. So even though the Shechina Kedusha retreated from the Harabayas, Vayetze Yaakov and Be'eshav, but there's a Roshim of Kedusha in that place. And that's why Yerushalayim is called, the Harabayas is called Tzion. And Tzion, everybody knows, means a Mokum Mitzuyan, where there's a Roshim, where there's something, there's a demarcation, something is there. It's Mitzuyan. Sha'ar Mitzuyan and Bahalochim. Tzion. And that's why when the neshama of a tzaddik, especially it's really by every year, but when the neshama of a tzaddik leaves the guf, leaves the body, so we know that that body of the tzaddik still contains the reshima of every Jew, but especially a tzaddik. And therefore we go to the grave of a tzaddik, we call the grave a tzion. A tzion really is by every Jew, but the frat when it comes to a tzaddik, the reshima is very strong. But the residue of holiness is very strong. Therefore, our entire davening is Or Chodesh Al Tziyon Toyer. Or Chodesh Al Tziyon Toyer. We're asking the Baruch Shalom Olam that this little bit of oil that's left, this little Roshim that's left, that it should be once again filling all the empty spaces of our lives. It should fill in the world. There should be a healing for the Yisbarach in such a way. And the reason, of course, that there must remain always a residue of holiness, a reshimu of holiness, is because the klal is that when something is absolutely true, and it's really hard for us to know what's absolutely true, with the exception of Moshe, Mr. Terosam, Shulchan Aruch, decisions that we have to make, it's very hard for us. It's impossible without Torah. But when Kedusha means this emes muchlatis, absolute truth, and the cloud of that absolute truth is kush dekoy, truth is something which endures. Udvarcha malkeinu emes v'kayim lo'ad. Udvarcha malkeinu emes v'kayim lo'ad. That means that even though we look out of the window and we see Yerushalayim, we see the Harabayis, a Churban, we daven or chodesh al tziyon toyer, that there remains that seed, that residue of kedusha. When the tzaddik, when a yid leaves this world, va'amel kulam tzaddikim, there's a kufa dechiyusa, there's a drop of life that's left somehow in a certain bone, and that's some halus, and I can go to there right now. And with davening Ur Chodesh Al Tziyon Toyer, there's only a tiny little bit, it's so hidden, we're asking you please to fill all the empty spaces, the Chol Ponui, that empty vacuum of our lives, of the world, with the Gilui Kvod Shammai. Therefore, in every matzav of Golos, and in every matzav of Katnus, of smallness, there remains a kufa dechiyusa, a drop of life, from which there can be his pashtus of orachalaj al tziyan toy. This is when it comes to the world. When it comes to the nefesh, to a human being, to a yid, not just after he leaves this world. In the Adam HaGashmi, in the human being, the guf, the body of the human being, the body of a Jew seems like anybody else, and that guf is a kli, it's a vessel, it's a gashmi, it's a vessel, just like the surrounded with dvarim gashmiim that appear to have some independent reality. But the emphasis is that what gives the guf chiyus, what enlivens the guf, the body, is the ur ha-nisham, that pnimius of the reshima, which is not musik, which we can't understand, we don't know what it means. That nitzoyt, that spark of the ur gadol, of the ein soif baruch hu, that even though the Bereshim has retreated from this guf, and he's left inside this nitzoyt, a chelik elokam yimal mamish, that reshim of Hashem's baruch's presence in the guf, is mutzna u'mustak, it's hidden and concealed in this kli, in this vessel that's called the guf. And it's the teva of everything in creation to have a hishtagikus, to have a longing, to desperately want to return to its shayrish. And therefore, this or this light that's inside the guf, that enlivens the guf, the emes wants desperately to drop this entire project of life in this world, and to drop the whole inyan of the bria of creation, and to return to its shayrish nalukus, to run away from the body. Just as the candle seeks, the flame seeks to leave the candle, as the Tanya explains by Rishas. The neshama wants to leave the body and return to its shayrish in Hashem. This ratzon, this desire of the neshama to leave the guf and to reconnect with the Or Ein Sof Baruch Hu, to get out of the vacuum and to return to the source of life. And you see this, this is called Ratzo. Ratzo. Bachayis Ratzo V'shay. Ratzo means running. The Neshama is running, it wants to run out from the guf. So there's this very, very deep suicidal tendency in every single human being, in every single Jew. The b'china of Ratzo. But Hashem is Baruch, is Mashpia. To the Neshama, Seichel. Something which is a chayk mamish that we can't understand because it doesn't make any sense. But it doesn't make any sense to us. That the Bereshim is mashpia, the seichel, to the neshama. That the neshama believes, even though it's stuck inside the chalal hapani, inside the guf, the neshama accepts that the rosh of Hashem is, then really, really, Hashem in his source, lamala, is found even here in this world, lamata below in this world, and everything's achdus pshut and achdus gemura. And the Baruch Shalom Adarabba says in Sfarim that Adar is lashon of Adarab. That's the need of an ahapechu, Adarab. That the Ratzon Hashem is Baruch, the Ratzon Hashem is Baruch is davke, that the neshama should remain in the guf, even though it's so constricted and constrained, that the neshama should remain in this world, in that tiny little, in that tiny little guf, to somehow be ma'ayra the person, to be ma'ayra the guf, to be megalik vayshamayim, even in this miserable, dark, physical world, this avak and ishbarakul, liyayis layisbarak, dir v'sach taigim, because the Baruch Hu wants to dwell in this world and in this body in each and every one of us. This consent to remain is called shuv. Bachayis rotsi v'shoyim. Rosh Divashu means returning, to return to the body. This connects the Ayin, the infinite, infinite one, and Yesh, and the physical body, and because of this, we're able to live. in a physical body. The neshama is chalushing to leave. V'chai is rotza, it's running out from the body to drop this whole inyan of debris and to return to Ein Sof and to be swallowed up in the ocean of Ein Sof. But the Baruch Shalom is mashpia the seichel to the neshama and says to the neshama, stay. Shoy, remain here, because the tachlis of the bria is that there should be the ischabus of the neshama and guf. And be patient, or kolos al siyoin toy. There's going to be a spashtus of the neshama and the guf. There's going to be a spashtus of the harabais of Yerushalayim for the entire world. And this, Rabbi Yisai, is the chayk of all chukim. This is the chayk of all creation. And there's no greater chayk than this. It's impossible for a nivra, for one who's created like ourselves, to be able to understand. How is this possible? The legabe Hashem, nothing has changed. Legabe Hashem, nothing has changed. Everything is exactly the way that it was before creation. Atu ad shaloi nivra ha'olam. Atu humisha nivra ha'olam. Nothing has changed. All that we see is complete elokus. We just don't see it because of the tzimtzum, because of the histalkus, because Hashem is a kel nistatav, he's hidden himself. It's impossible for the human mind to comprehend that nothing at all has changed. But mitzideinu, all we see is the chol ha'panui. And if you go over to someone who's, God forbid, lost a child, or lost a parent, or lost a friend, and you tell the person, what are you talking about? It's really not what you think. Everything is be'emes. Be'emes is wonderful, is good. The person will have a bigger chalish tadas. Don't say that to people. It's shivalor like. It hurts more than it helps. There's a maisa from the Lodger Rav, I'm sure many of you know. The Lodger Rav, Rebbe Chaim Meisels, Zechariah Levracha, was not only was he a goyin olam, he was also a big, big veer. He was one of the richest Jews in Poland. Rebbe Chaim. And it happened that while he was giving a shir in the yeshiva, a telegram arrived that the entire business of the Rav, his entire factory that was being shipped down the river to another location, his entire parnasa went down the river and everything was lost. And this telegram arrived and they had a quick meeting of the Reishe Kehila. Who's going to tell the Rav and how are we going to tell the Rav that from being one of the wealthiest Jews in Poland, his mamish was out of fruit, he's penniless. So there was an Iluyisha Bakr, a brilliant Bakr that was there. And they decided that this Bakr, he's smarter than any of the Balabatim, so he'll be the one to tell. So the Bakr waited for the Rav to finish the Shir, and he brought him the Gemara Brachas, and he said, Rabbi, the Gemara says, Keshem Shemavarkan al Atayv, Kach Mavarkan al Harav. The Gemara says that the same way that a person makes a Brach on something good, he makes a Brach on something which is not good. The Gemara says, the Kaplina Besimcha. So Rav Eli Chaim says, no, so what do you want to know? So the Bacha said, how could that be? Is it possible that a human being could be on such a madrega that he could suffer through a terrible tragedy? And even though it's a tragedy, that he could look at this tragedy in the eyes and to say, Hatoiva Hameita, this Gevaldik, or at least Lekabluna Besimcha, Lekabluna Be'ahava. Is that possible? Could it be such a thing? So the Lodger Rav said, about him, he says in the Gemara, means it has to be. So the Bacha said, for instance, Rebbe, let's say, Lu Yitzui, that Chas V'Shalom, everybody knows that the Rebbe is sending his Rashiva, the Rav is sending his entire business to a new location. Let's say, Chas V'Shalom, we found out there was a storm and the whole business was lost. The Rashiva would be able to say, Rav HaTayv HaNeitim, such a Madrega, to be besimcha, to hear such bad news, God forbid if ever it happened. So Rebbe Chaim said, no, it says in the Gemara, so 100%. So he said, okay, Rebbe, he took out the telegram. And he said, and Rebbe Chaim read the telegram, he fainted. And they brought some smelling salts, and the first thing he said, the Lodger Rav, when he opened his eyes, he said, it's a Shver Gemara. All of life is a Shver Gemara. All of life is an unbelievably hard sugya. All kinds of ahava meanings. And maskonas, there were not maskonas, and rishonim, and all kinds of ukimtis and members and taisus and mashah and Rabbi Kiva Eges, and there's so many tzarech eons in this world. It's an unbelievable sugi of the world. And this is the This is the Tzarech Iyun of all Tzarech Iyuns of creation. That there's this paradox between what we believe to be complete Elokus, Ani Hu, Ani Hashem Lo Shinisi, Ad Shelo Nivra Mishin Nivra Ha'olam. It's all the same, it's all Elokus. And on the other hand, to be able to look and to see the bitter reality, to take a world and to look at the world and to see, and to believe that Bamis is not what we see. And here we have a Torah from the Tzaddikim that Chayk is a Lashon of Chakir. And Chakik, as you all know, means engrave. And engraving means, Chakika means, that when a person writes something, the truth is that under the ksiva, under the writing, under the ink, there's an empty space. There's a chol hapon into which the ink flows. And the Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us that Hashem has created the world in such a way that this world that we look at and we see with our eyes is the ink, is the deceiver. And the chol haponui in that space underneath that Hashem has carved, that he retreated kivyoch with his observable presence and left that space in order that there can be a world and you and I can be written in that world. And there can be ink that's poured into that chakika, and that ink talks about all the things that you and I experience in life. And under the writing and beneath the confusion is Dvarachem Alkeinu Kayim, Dvarachem Alkeinu Emes V'Kayim La'ad. Rav Moshe Kabrinus Chusya Galeno says in the Sfarim, Pelohu, it's a Pelah, it's a wonder, Shaha Avreichim Shali, that my Avreichim, the ones who are learning by me, it's a pella by me that the neshamas don't leave their bodies. My chassidim, when they say nishmas on Shabbos, ani yeshli eitzim, ichom an eitzim. Because I know how to keep the neshama into the guf. I don't know how the chassidim do it. My nishmas to hold the neshama into the guf. We can't get ourselves to shul in time for nishmas. Rav Moshe Kabrinus, I don't understand how they can hold the neshama. Ichom an eitzim. He says, I have an eitzim. The Yisoid HaAvayda of Mishlonim, the old Rebbe from Mishlonim explained, what's the Eitzah from Moshe Kabrina? How do you keep the Neshama? The Neshama wants to go out of this Hestapon. The Neshama wants to return into and to sink back underneath the Ksav, into the Chakik, into the Roshim, into the Kedush, into the Tziyon, into Yushalayim. what's the Eitzah from Moshe Kabrina? How to keep the Neshama in the Guf? So the Yisoid HaAvayda says that the Eitzah is that a Jew constantly goes, and Rav Moshe Kabrina goes, mi ahava to yira, and mi yira mi ahava, and from yira to ahava. Rav Kook, Zechatzayim, the Kosh Lebrocha. We know from his son, that Tzvi Yehuda Zechatzayim Lebrocha, and from the Nozir, from Rav Yaakov Moshe Chalap, from his Talmidim, that there were times that Rav Kook, when he'd be learning in Yoni Kabbalah, he'd be learning in Yonim, in Zohar HaKodesh, in the Tikkun, in the Kisve Ari, that he pushed, wasn't able to eat, and that his Rebbetzin didn't know what to do, and they were afraid that his neshom was going to mamish leave the guf. And Reb Tzvi Yehuda said that in those times, he, together with the other tzaddikim, with the talmidim Rav Kook, would try and do all kinds of things in all different ways to get him to return to learning what shas and poskim, to get back to halacha, to return to shas and poskim. And before the end of his life, when his neshama was kemat, not in the body, that's when he was writing by heart the halacha brura. Many of you have seen the gemaras. The Rav Kook would sit with a black gemara and by heart write down all the rabbis of Shulchan Aruch kilashoyno, to hold the neshama into the guf, which is the bechin of halacha. Agadata pnimis atayra, the neshama is running from the body. The neshama wants to leave this whole inyan. The Shem wants to return to Ein Sof Baruch Hu. But the halacha is the bechin of shayv, of returning to the guf of the body. And therefore the Baal Tanya says, Listen to what an amazing thing the Tanya said. That when a Yid, when a Jew finishes, davening, he finishes with a Leinu. And then it's the hardest thing in the world. Because after the person was on this Madrega, this unbelievable Madrega, when he was in the highest, highest place, he came to such Madregas through davening, then he has to what? He has to stop from that state of Dveikas, from that state of Rotzei, of running to Hashem's birth, and Hashem leaving the Guruf. And then he has to go out. The Tanya said he has to go out into the Shvokim, into the Rechayimis, into the marketplace, to the streets. And in the beginning, the Tanya says, he's Moyes Bechai. He feels disgusted with his life. I can't believe this. A person, 10 minutes ago, I was in the middle of davening. A person has to leave yeshiva, and he has to go out into the streets, he has to go to work. He's Moyes Bechai. That before he was in this Bechin of Rotzei, of running to Hashem's book, and now he's thrown into this thing of Shoiv, of returning to this world. Therefore, the Tanya says that at the end of davening, a Yid is mechazik himself, and he's menachem himself, and he strengthens the neshama's connection to the guf. V'yadata hayoyim v'hashevoyse el v'avecha ki Hashem hu elokim v'shamayim imal ve'al ha'aretz mitachas ein oy. That means that that a Yid tells his neshama, neshama, I understand that you hate this world. I understand that you want to return like the flame, want to return to the source of Ein Sof Baruch Hu. But v'yadata hayoyim, that the tachlis of being in this world is v'ashevoyse el v'avecha. And remember and think about this and be misbeinin in this. Ki Hashem hu elokim v'shamayim imal. That the same Rebbein Shalom that's Ein Sof Baruch Hu, that's infinite, that's in the engraving, that same Kedusha that engraved, that carved out creation, the Chakika that created the Chayk, he's the same above Al Ha'aretz Mitachas and the same below Ein Oy. And therefore, we end davening with Yaleinu. The Tanya says that because Yaleinu is telling each and every one of us to look beneath the miserable writing of reality, the script, the ksiva of reality, and to see the space beneath, and the oimik beneath that, the hakika. Most of us are not tzibrochim when we leave davening. And even the ones who think that tzibrochim when they leave yeshiva, some are really, really tzibrochim, others are not. Yeah, people, I remember I once heard a talk, you know, the Sfardim, they say things very straight. In Eretz Yisrael, you know, the Sfardim, I remember they were making an appeal in this shul, this is where I heard this, Rosh Hashanah, they're making an appeal in the shul, and somebody called out, he said, Chai Shkalom. And the Rav of the shul said, Al titen li chai, ten li me. You know, he said, it's a much bigger gematria. The Sfardim, they say, Baruch Hashem, they say straight. So he was talking about, he heard from his Rebbe, some big Sfardish and Tzaddik, that the Rosh Tevis of the word Bachur is Bayom Chacham Ubalaila Rasha. What does that mean? Bayom Chacham Ubalaila Rasha. So that this Chacham said, this Yid, this Tzaddik said, that you have a Metzias that a person can be sitting and learning all day, Mamash. He's sitting and learning all day. And in his mouth, all you hear in his mouth is Abai and Rava, and some Achleikas Toysvis, and the Rosh, and there's a Rambam, and there's a Raya, and there's a Mephalf, and there's a Hashem, and his mouth is like Pasuk Pum Megirse, the entire day is Mamish running through Rabbi Hashem as a Lukus. But living in such a Hester Pond, that the very same Baruchu, who's Bayom Chacham, during the day he's sitting and talking about Rambams, and talking about Rambams and Raivids, Ubalailu, 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 Hashem Yirai. Therefore, the whole tefillah is Ata Sokum Tirachim Siyah. Rabbi Shalom, we're begging you, have rachmanis on that little Siyah, on that Roshim, the residue of Kedusha, on that Hakika. Ata Sokum Tirachim Siyah, to fill that emptiness with Kedusha the way that it once was. And it should be clear to us that Ein Oy Milvadoi. Because we're not making it through the Hester Pond. We're walking away from our lane and we don't feel Sibrach. and we don't feel Bashamani Ma'al Va'orat Mitachas, and we don't conduct ourselves properly when we leave the Bismedrish, when we leave davening, and we don't see you, and especially when Chalila, that's where the word Chalila comes from. Chalila comes from the word Cholol, emptiness, vacuum. And Chalila, when a tragedy happens, like Elad Jerov, when it happened to him, he says, Hashver Gemar, we're not managing with these Shver Gemar. So therefore we daven, Ata Sokim Tirachim Tziyah, have Rachmonis on that full Roshan, have Rachmonis or Cholish Al Tziyah in Toy. And here, Rabbi Shimon, we begin to connect Purim and the Paraduma and Pesach and begin to understand the very, very beginning. The Nes of Purim, says in Svarim, is a hisgalus of the holiness and the preciousness of a Jewish body, not of a Jewish soul, of a guf, of a yid. That what? That the body of a Jew is exalted, is holy, is special, contains, it's a narthik, it's a container, it's a kli for the neshama. And therefore the Maral said, in Or HaKadosh Nahakdom, the Maral writes, that we see the whole Indian of Purim was that Haman wanted to destroy every Jewish body. He wanted to obliterate, not like by Hanukkah. Everybody knows this is the Chiluk. But Haman wanted to destroy that there shouldn't be a Jewish body in the world. And therefore the Maral says that the Avodah of Purim is the Hanos HaGuf. The whole Indian of Purim, your main mission of Simcha. Hanos HaGuf Ad Lo Yoda. Ad Lo Yoda, the Maral says, what does he mean Ad Lo Yoda? Ad She is Salik. Haseichel legamre. Why? Because Purim, he says, since Haman wanted to take away the kli, the narthik, the container of the neshama, the ksav, the writing. Therefore, the whole goal of Purim, Maral says, is a celebration of what? Of the chakika, of the chayk. It's a celebration of not knowing, of not understanding. It's a celebration of the unknowable holiness of who I am, of Adel Lo Yodav and Aram Lebar Mordechai. That we can live in a world where we see such contradictions, where the Baruch Shalom told us that he loves us. He told us he's a Taiva Meitiv. And you and I say these brachas and we believe him in the Shleim, that he's good, that he loves us, and that every single moment of life is filled with his presence. And yet the Metzius that we're experiencing contradictions. So a cook wrote in his siddur, Hine ha'ara ha'nemshakas b'yayim ha'kodesh hazeh, the illumination that is drawn, that is on this day of Purim, hu mamish mitzad kedushas ha'guf ha'yisrael, is the kedush of a yiddish ha'guf of a Jewish body. Because the whole nes of Purim was to be megala, what? The whole miracle of Purim was to be megala. Even though the Gemara says, once Purim was finished and the story was over, Sof-Kosof, Esther remained with Achashverosh. And Sof-Kosof, the Jews remained subjects in the Malchus of Paros of Achashverosh. And what? And that means they were still stuck in the Shvokim, in the Rechavis, in the streets of London, of Paris, in the streets of New York, even in the streets of Israel, but without Mashiach Tikeinu. And we feel that we're in the Memshola, we're Takas, the Memshola, we're under the control of the Sitra'achra, of the Umasayla. Afilu Hachi, even in this world that's a world of the Guf, even in the world where we see nothing, we understand nothing, we believe that when the Shleim, then what? Yedat Ayyem Ashevayis Alevecha Hashem Elokim Hashemayim Nimal, that the same Rabbanu Shleim, Hashemayim Nimal, is Ba'aretz Mitachas. Ba'aretz Mitachas means that the Chakika is here, and that beneath all the things is what is the Roshim of Kedusha, is the Pnimius of everything, and therefore it's Ad Lo Yada. Even though I don't understand it, that doesn't make any sense to me, I can't see this at all. And therefore Esther Malki asked an unbelievable thing. Esther Malki asked, Yinosim Gam Locha Liyudim Asher B'Shushin La'aseh Kedas Hayayim. That's what we're holding right now. Esther Malki asked, could it be she asked from HaMelech, from the King of all kings, Rabbi Shalom, let it be, you know, some gam ochel Yehudim Hashem Shushin Lasses Kedas Hayom, that it should be tomorrow the way that it is today, Kedas Hayom, which means what? So it says in Svarim that Esther Malka was afraid that once the Kedusha of Purim was revealed, which means that being in the marketplace and being Chalila, even God forbid, in a place of suffering, in a place of Tumah, really, really, in that level of Adel Yod, nothing has changed. Everything is Elokus, everything is Hashem. Says the Malka was afraid that if that's the case, that perhaps Chalila this would mean that it wouldn't be necessary to bring a gula to Klai Yisrael. If the whole avoid of Klai Yisrael is davka what? In the Galat Kray Shemai, in the guf, in the physical world, in this world, what? To look at all the darkness and to say that it's all Baruch Mordechai, even though it looks like it's Arhaman. If that's the tachlis of Klai Yisrael, says the Malka was afraid that maybe what? That maybe Klai Yisrael would no longer have a tzipis to the Yeshua. That once the Kedusha of Purim was revealed, that maybe it would no longer be necessary to have a redemption. It would no longer be necessary to have a Pesach. And that's why Chazal tells us an amazing thing. Chazal said that David HaMelech said, the Pasuk Zachreini, Zachreini Hashem, Beritzayin Amecha. Remember me, Hashem is born. Beritzayin Amecha, Chazal said. This is what David HaMelech was asking. Kishrei Teshia es Yisrael b'neis Purim. Rabbi Shalom, in the future, when you're going to bring a Yeshua, a miracle to the Jewish people, the Nes of Purim, Tizkar Oisi, remember me. What's Baba Malach asking, remember me? And it's worthy because Davka in the midst of Priyas Megillah, we have this Indian that they cried the Shal Eretz Yisrael, right? The whole Indian of Shushan Purim, from the days of Yeshua ben Nun, they were worried about Eretz Yisrael, that we don't see this by other mitzvahs, but they cried them, the Chavivus Eretz Yisrael. And Malchus David HaMelech, Malchus David Mashiach, what was David HaMelech worried about? The David HaMelech davened Hashem is Baruch, and he said, what? Tizkir I see. Rabbi Shalom, that when Purim happens, don't forget me. Tizkir I see. Zachrein Hashem, don't forget me. Why? Because David HaMelech says, there has to be a gula for the guf also. There has to be what? That Orchad Hashal Tziyayin Toyer. There has to be a Malchus in Yerushalayim. It's not forever that we're meant to go on like this, living through the suffering and the misery, believing that it's all good and it's all a lakus. Even though it's 100% true, in this day, v'ha'ir shusha navoicha, v'ha'ir shusha navoicha, what does it mean? It means that I'm living in a state of bewilderment and godless and confusion. But Esther HaMalki and David HaMalki were davening that there should come the time for the complete tikkun of our Chodesh Al-Tziyayin Toyer. That what? That Hashem's presence should be fully revealed. That the disguise should be removed, the mask should be taken off. And that's what it means, Yinosein Gam Mocha. What, that tomorrow let it be Kedas HaYoyim, what does it mean? Rabbi Shalom, let Purim be forever. Let Yinosein Gam Mocha, Yinosein Yehudim Gam Mocha, Kedas HaYoyim. Mocha Kedas HaYoyim means what? Means Rabbi Shalom, you gave us one day of the year Purim. And one day of the year, a Yid has his chazkis of Abba Layada. One day of the year, a person is able to look away from this world and drink a little bit and come to the Madrega of Kedushas HaKuf, that was, and it's not just my neshama that's holy, but my body is filled with holiness. It has a reshim of elokuz. Rabbi Shalom, I'm asking you, Nosen Gamoch of Kedas HaYoyim, that should be tomorrow, should be Kedas HaYoyim, not just one day. It should be, Purim should be every day. It should be a lechai in each and every day of our lives. And that's the whole Indian of Shushan Purim. Which the Indian of Shushan Purim is this entire week? Shushan Purim means this. Let's end. Shushan Purim means that we're living in a world where the wall of Yerushalayim is broken down. You see Yerushalayim looks so pretty, and you come in and says, Brucham Haboyim to Yerushalayim. And it looks so nice, and there are parks, and there are all good things that are there, and everything should be, everybody should be safe, and all of Yerushalayim should be safe. But the Metzias is that the same way there was a Shvius Haluchas, the wall of Yerushalayim is Nishtarba, the wall of Yerushalayim is broken. And the wall of Yerushalayim, and the wall of the Beis HaMikdash, and the actual Beis HaMikdash is in ruins. And even though we believe that over there by Har Tzion there's a roshim of elokus, and that what, and that the chakika is underneath, the engraving is underneath the tzav of Hashem's Baruch engraving beneath the writing, and therefore beneath the ruins of the Beis HaMikdash, beneath the mosque that's on the Har Habayis, everything is the way that it always was. Therefore, we are still waiting for the Gula Shleima, Alchai Messiah, Yerushalayim, Yifkadet Yishoyim, Kalayim, Kalalayla. We're waiting for the wall of Yerushalayim to be rebuilt in Mamish, not just in our moon, not just in a way that's a Chakika, but it should be Orchal HaShal Tziyayin Toyer. Alchai Messiah, Yerushalayim, Yifkadet Yishoyim, Kalayim, Kalalayla, Yashu, Lamaskim, Hashem, and we're not silent.
and therefore shomer to guard and to wait. And you know that shomer doesn't only mean to watch something, it means to wait for something. And Yaakov was waiting to see how the dreams of Yosef would unfold. Achar Messiah Yerushalayim Hifkat Yishomer, the oisius of the word shomer, the same oisius as the word roisha. And the meaning of that is that even though we're living in Galus, and all we see around us is that the world of Yerushalayim is not here, and we have to come on to a whole thing that should be from the days of Yeshua ben Nun, and we don't see Yerushalayim the way it's supposed to be, all we feel is that there's a roishim on Tziyah, there's a little bit of a roishim of Hashem's presence there, we still schlep ourselves out of bed to try to get up and to daven and to learn a little bit. And we remember the wall of Yerushalayim, and we daven at the Sofim Terachim Tziyah in case of Chelnok Yivamoyei. And we believe in all the promises of the Nevi'im, this Pesach of the Shulis, we were learning together in Shul, the piece from Rav Tzadik. Rav Tzadik brings the Moshe from the Medrash of a woman whose husband isn't there, and she's reading the Ksuba, and she sees all the beautiful things that her husband has written for her, and how her husband loves her. And she takes out the whole love letters, and she sees that my husband still loves me, he's going to return, he's going to come back to me. And Rav Tzadik says that you didn't read all the Haftachas in the Nevi'im, and we say the Tfilas over and over again, and we believe with all of our hearts. And we make the Shushan Purim for Klal Yisrael, who's called the Shoshana, a delicate rose, a rose Kishoshana ben Achoyichem, Kein Rayosi ben Abonis. And we're Mo'ira, the Yudgim Lomidus Harachimim, which it says at the beginning of the Zohar Kodesh, the Yudgim Lomidus Harachimim is the 13 petals of the rose of the Shoshana Hel Yoyna. And when Shushan Purim, for Loshan Shoshana, Shoshana Sahamokim, Shoshana ben Achoyichem, Shushan Purim is the day after Purim. Because Shushan Purim is that Bechina of B'mochar Kedas Hayoyim. It's that Koyach, it's that promise, it's that taste of the day that will be soon when beyond Purim will continue again another day. And then it'll be another day. It won't stop just by Shushan Purim. It'll be B'mochar Kedas Hayoyim. And this is the connection to Par Adum. And this is the Tahara of the Par Adum. And the whole meaning of Parah Aduma, Kiyadu, everybody knows that Parah is Lashon of paradox. It's a paradox. The whole meaning of Parah Aduma is a paradox. And the whole meaning of Matami Tahara, Matai Achmeyin. So how was Moshe Rabbeinu? Let's come back to the beginning. Niskara Daita Shomoshe. The Moshe Rabbeinu was able to find peace. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to calm down. After he heard that even for Tumas Meis, there's a Tahara. There's a Tahar of the Parah Aduma. Because what that means is that even Misa that we see before our eyes, which to us Misa means death, means the absolute end. Because we would say that until a person dies, he can make all these cheshbonos, that there's a pesach tzion, there's a roshim, there's hope, I can start again, I can have some mischaskas, even though I did this aveira, did that aveira, I can start again, I can start my life again. But once a person dies, he was dead from Moshe Rabbeinu, and his character was part of that. What? He became pale, and he thought he was going to faint. What? Because if the person dies, that means that the Malcham Ovis, the Chayr was what? That the Malcham Ovis was victorious. So what does the Paraduma come and tell us? The Paraduma says, Ein Misa Ba'arla. It's only Lefi Ra'is Deinenu. There's no death in the world. There's no Osama Bin Laden in the world. There's no suicide bombers in the world. There's no Auschwitz in the world. There's no Matas in the world. There's no Arahoman. Zoyz Chukas HaTorah. And Zoyz Chukas HaTorah means we study the Hakik and the Choyk and the greatest mystery of all, of how can it be that everything that we look at contradicts what we see that our Neshama knows. But there's the whole Amun of the Yid. And therefore we understand the Rashi brings down that the Satan and the Umas Ha'olam and the Goyim Davki with this thing, they're afraid, they're upset, and they're asking Ma Tam Parah, what's this? What's the Parah Aduma? Why are they so upset about the Parah Aduma Davki more than anything else? Why are they so upset about the Parah Aduma? So now we understand because Satan and the Umas Ha'olam understand, they know that because of the Parah Aduma, ultimately they're out of business. They know that what? They know that Be'emes, not only is it Netzach Yisrael Yishakir, not only will it be that ultimately the Jewish people will be victorious, the Mashiach Tzikeinu will bring us to Yeshua, will bring us to Gula. Not only that, but even what they thought they were Matzliach, even Hitler Yamar Shemot thought that he was Matzliach to kill some 6 million Jews. And even Arafat thought he was Matzliach to kill all of our brothers and sisters over these past years. And all the Rishayim. And what? And even though the Yetzer Hara thinks that he was able to get this one to do this aveira and that one to do that aveira, and all the nechshoilus, all the difficulties and the feelings and the nishyonis and the yiridus that have taken place in this life, in this group of Zayis Chukas HaTorah. The Paradum is Megala, that what is Megala, that all of this it's not true. And therefore there were not much left to ever break down the wall of Yerushalayim. Ani Hashem lo shiniti, ahavti eschem, Hashem Baruch says, just like I haven't changed, my love for you has never changed. And therefore, even a Yid, a simple Jew, with all of his difficulties and all of his tibrachenkeit, and he thought that there's no hope, it can't be, and he feels that he's reached a point where he can never change, he can never come back, he never can be good again. And as I mentioned last week in the Shia, Haman comes with a steris Allah from Kikar Kesef, he comes with millions of dollars to buy the lives of the Jewish people, like Eichmann Yamach Shemo, and Hitler were buying and selling Jews. Because the Yetzahara of Amalek, the Yetzahara of Haman is to say what? That the only chashivas to the Jew's life is when he does some unbelievable steris Allah from Kikar Kesef. Unbelievable, he finishes Shas, and I mentioned in the Shia last week, like you have the Chevra, they come back in Yeshiva. This one goes to Shalabim, or Kamp Yavin, it goes to Gush, he goes to Beis Yisrael, whatever. Or Yerushalayim, OJ, AJ, PJ, TJ, all the J's. He went to all the Yeshivas. And when he comes off the plane, so his parents say, well, no, Yankel, what are you going to do? What are you going to do this? He says, well, I'm going to finish Bavli the first month. Second time, I'm going to finish Yerushalmi. And then next year, I figure I should already go through the entire Purim Shulchan Aruch. Carefully, and that's as far as the Kumba Asay is concerned. Aseret Allah from Kikar Kesef, Gevald, I'm going to do unbelievable things. And he comes off the plane, he's got the latest hits from Bnei Brak, shining white, thin, beautiful, just ever so gently beneath his new jacket, dangling. His parents have no idea. They thought the whole year he was mamish a masmit, and it's dangling beneath the jacket. He comes back. That's the Kumba Asay. And as far as Lois says is concerned, on the airplane, he took a shvur chamura that he would never talk to Chayyosh, Prince of Tarokalayim. It's finished that whole parasha of my life. I don't even know what you're talking about. Who would even think of such a thing? A mamish a whole year, Torah, and Rambams, and Raibis, and Ramchals, and Sfas Emerson, like a whole year. A man had no shaykh for this thing. And on his way back from the airport, he's already on his cell phone. He's already talking, how am I? I'm okay, and how are you? And then he sees himself after he had this whole concept of what a steris alof and kikar kesef. So he sees that bekoishi, he's able to get up a little bit of daven, and he's able to fresh out a little bit of gemara here and there, a couple of lines. And he says, "Ay, my machta shekel." Haman tells you, "Your machta shekel is gornish, is nothing. You're nothing. You're worth the only thing that counts is a steris alof and kikar kesef. A regular shachris. There's nothing heroic and big about a regular shachris on a Wednesday morning. What's a shachris? What's a shachris? What's the milchama? What's benching? What's in the menu heishmerav? What's not to look at the wrong thing? What's to turn away when the computer's on the wrong place? It shouldn't be, and you shouldn't have gone there. And to be a yosef a tzaddik was by himself, atzmas yosef, ba'atzmai, la'atzmai, and nobody will know. And you turn your eyes away, and you do the right thing, and you have a shmir saying nine, but you feel like saying something because someone hurt you, and you hold back. Those are milchamas of machzah shekel. And Haman tells each and every. Haman comes and tells us, the Yetzer that says, V'yayim ha-Haman b'libo, which means in each Jew there's a little Haman that says, your machzah shekel doesn't mean anything. It's only if you finish Shas. It's only if you daven like the biggest lavas and you have a big Shabbaton, and you're the best guy in the Shia, and you're the most choshev a guy, and you're in charge of projects, and you're editor of this newspaper and that newspaper, and you have, you know, they used to have radios and drama, all these different taxis, and to forget to run this one. and a person thinks, then I'm matzliach. Then I'm an ish matzliach. A matzah shekel. And the whole thing of Yisrael with Megala in this parish is v'hadal lo yamid. The Alexander says, yes, but he says v'hadal lo yamid means that you shouldn't diminish the chshivas of a little bit of learning, a little bit of that. That a person is, but has to be fired. A matveh shel eish. So the sultan, the Yetzar, comes to a person and says, that you should know that you're finished, you're dead, you're destroyed, there's no chaimis yushalai, there's nothing. And the paraduma comes along and says, it's not true. After chai v'kayam, in every Jew there's a kusta d'chiyusa, there's a chakika z'ischuk, it's a Torah, that even death itself, even when you thought you did the worst of your life, even when you thought when you reached mamish, the lowest place, the very shalom, like the Rabbi Yitzchak Varga said, that when a yid falls, he falls into Hashem's arms. And that's the place of the chakika. And therefore, we understand some murdic Indian. And it says in the Mishnah, and I said it a few times, it says in the Mishnah and Midas, the Mishnah Midas says a very deep thing. The Mishnah says that there was a certain place in the Beis HaMikdash that was called the Shar Shushan. Have you heard that? The place in the Beis HaMikdash, look in Midas and see, it's called Shar Shushan, the gate of Shushan. What was that used for? So it says the Kahan used to go through the Shar Shushan, Taharas Nesim Teshach, can guess what? The Parazum. They used to go through the Shar Shushan, Teshach, the Parazum. They would go to Haras Esim, through Shar Shushan, Teshach, the Parazum. We have a Kabbalah at Haras Esim, which with Chiyas HaMesim is going to begin, right? Seven postes. Ba'om Duraglav al Haras Esim. Ba'yam Duraglav al Haras Esim. That means that the Mason will first get up. That's why Jews always wanted to be buried by Haras Esim. The Yam Du Raglav al Haras Esim, Mashiach is going to be Mezgala by Haras Esim. There will be a Chiyas HaMesim from Haras Esim. What does it mean? To Shara Shushan, the crane of the goat, to Shech, what? The Paraduma. What does the Paraduma say? The Paraduma says, Zayis Fukas HaKadu, beneath all the misery, suffering, and darkness, beneath all that we see with our eyes. It's Atu Hu Achil Nivra Ha'ilam, Atu Mishan Nivra Ha'ilam, Baruch Shalom. It's all you, it's only you, it's all your avoid, it's all for your sake. I'm only suffering for your sake. Everything I'm going through is only Laman Shimcha. And what? And it's therefore, it's Atu Hu Melech Kel Chai V'Kayim. And he goes through the Shara Shushan. The Shushan means what? To be Mamshech, to take the Kedusha for him, Vaita, Mocha Kedat Hayayim. And the ultimate victory of what? The ultimate victory over Haman, the ultimate victory over darkness, the ultimate victory over the Ksiva, the victory of the Chakik of Archadosh Shal Tzion Toyer, is when the goof will come back to life. Tchias HaMeisa. That Tchias HaMeisa means that really, really a Jew was never killed. It means that a Jew never died. It means that the Malach HaMavis never was victorious. It means that nothing ever happened the way that it seemed to have happened. It means it's all Adel Layada. And that's the ultimate nitzachon of what the Tchias HaMeisim of Or HaChadosh Shal Tzion Torah V'Nizkeh Kulonim M'Heir L'Oyer. In the end of there's a mice that I've told in shul a few times. Some of you might have heard this from me. It's a well-known mice. But Chayshi could tell us. The mice, there were two tzaddikim that were best friends as children, Remendel of Urk and the Triska Magid, or Ram Triska. Rav Mendel of Vorka, you probably heard the Mishpacha, that's from the Vorka Tzadikim came, Amshinov. We have now the Malchus of Amshinov. And from Trisk, of course, Trisk is Chernobyl, is one of the children of the holy Chernobyl Amagi. These were best friends of Avram Trisk and Rav Mendel of Vorka. And the two Tzadikim, as they were growing up, so they came to a point where they got married, and each one had to go and start his little Malchus to bring Hashem its both light to the world. And in the beginning, there was a forest that was in between their two towns. So they made up before they separated that we'll try every Arab Shabbos to write letters to each other back and forth. And there was a Yid in that town, whatever his name was, let's say his Yid's name is Moshe. So this Moshe was given the job. Everybody in town wanted this job, to be the one to deliver the letter. What? To take it from Triska Magid to Mendel of Urk, and to bring back a letter from Mendel of Urk to Triska Magid. And this Yid Moshe, for whatever reason, he had a mazel, he was chosen. Every Friday for 20 years, this is what he was doing. Mori dikeschus. And he was so excited, he was so happy, he would get the letter, he would with kavanas, he would walk, and he would get back just in time for Shabbos, and the winter was so hot, he went through snow, all different difficult. He made it every single Friday. So you know, the union of the Yid Moshe is very strong. So one time, after all these years, it was an Erev Shabbos, and it was a particularly difficult Friday, and he had this idea that, you know, he'd like to see, you know, what does Tzadikim write to each other? Torah he, the little bit on each side, you know, you have all kinds of stories, why it's permitted. So he wanted to see, what did the Triska Magid write this friend of Mendel of Urk? I'm doing this 20 years, it comes to me, as you know, it's coming to me. So he opens up the letter, I'm sure you know the mice, and he opens up the letter, and it's a blank piece of paper, totally, totally blank. Can't believe this one. Oh man, this is crazy. What am I doing my whole life? I'm running around. I'm running away from wild animals and the snow and the ice. Sounds like blank. Like, what kind of thing? To play a trick on a kid like that? And a piece of paper to deliver. I have Shabbos. I have nothing to do. I have a panos. I leave my panos and my family. He's very, very upset. He's very angry with the tzaddik, with the Triska Magid. What's he going to do? He blows the thing. And he brings it to Mendel of Urk. And Mendel of Urk, ooh. Moshe, I was waiting for you, came. No, he gives him the letter. Can't figure it out. The Mendel of Urk isn't going for like a half hour. What's there to read over there? He's in the room for half an hour. He comes out with another letter, and he says, thank you so much. Take this back and go quickly. Take this to my friend, the Triska Magen. Now, Moshe, the second he gets into the forest this time, he opens up the letter.
Blank.
Both in Shagoyim. This is some kind of crazy game. I'm going 20 years, take a piece of paper across the forest. So he brings the letter to Triska Magen, so happy. Moshe just doesn't even say anything. He barely says a good shot, and he walks out. He couldn't even go daven Shabbos this morning. He didn't want to go daven there in the Shuli daven someplace else. He couldn't look at the Triska Magen. It's going like this the whole Shabbos. After Shabbos, the Rebbe sends the Shliach to Moshe. Moshe comes to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe says, Moshe, what's going on? I see. What's the matter? Why are you so upset? Something's wrong? He says, no, Rebbe, look, I did an Aveira. I'm either. I did an Aveira. No, I'm doing this for 20 years, and I really do it with the half. And so this Erev Shabbos, I looked at your letter that you were sending to Mendel of Orton. So just went, and what did it say? I said, said nothing. Absolutely nothing. Did you deliver the letter? I delivered the paper. I shouldn't give the best. And you gave it to a mental. I gave him a letter. And what happened? So then I took a mental worker's letter and I opened up the first thing when I left. And what did it say? A mental letter. What did it say? It said the same thing it said you. Nothing. So I don't understand why you do that to me. I don't understand. And I always loved you. And I was always faithful to you. The Rebbe of Avraham Triska said, listen, Moshe, you know the Baruch Hu made the world, and he gets a fire, and there are black letters on the cloth. There's a D.I. that's on the cloth. And most of the time, I want you to know, I send such letters. We really, most of the time, have sent letters with D.I., with letters. We send letters that have the ink. But you know, there's a Torah, there's an Eish Lavan, there's a white fire, there's the spaces in between, there's a Torah Hiduma. Is underneath the sun. And when our love is so deep and we miss each other so desperately, I can't send him the black letters, I can only send him the cloth underneath, the chakik. The chakik of my heart, the zay sukas atayr, that's all I can send. And that's why the letters are blank. So this story, I said this many years ago, and I had a Talmud of mine who was learning in Yerushalayim, in Brisk in Yerushalayim. I haven't heard from him in over a month. I was waiting to hear in those days. Well, I still don't have an email, but he sent me a letter, and I was so excited. I opened up the letter, and it was a blank piece of paper. Just said on the bottom, his name, Love, Yahavan, and said his name. So I have, Hashem, so many letters. This letter is very precious. Hashem is Baruch Hu healthy. You should stay and avoid in your Shemai. We should be zochim with Hashem. All of the Dinyonis, and we should serve Hashem the Emes, be Yahavan, who be Yira. That we should be Erlich Yim. We should hold on these last few minutes. And we should daven. After Sovim Pirachim Siyai, there's so much service, there's so much suffering. And it's not enough anymore for us just to believe. Hoyt Lashem Kippai, Kiloilam Chazda, Yoimina Yisrael Kiloilam Chazda. It should be so clear that even the simplest one of us should be able to say, Yoimina Yisrael Kiloilam Chazda. We should be Zosha, for that day of our Chazda Shal Siyai and Koyev, and this day of the Lord of Meherim. Gula Hashem, Vahamitis, Mehem Yamin, Amen, Amen.